And it's 8:11 on this Wednesday morning, joined in the studio now by Slinger School Superintendent Darren Severs. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for being here today.
You bet.
So we get all kinds of good things going on in the Slinger District. And, I really do like having you guys, the superintendents, come in and we talk about the good stuff that's going on in school, because there's always so much, so much negative. But let's talk about good stuff you've got going on. Wrestling team, I understand, is doing well?
Yeah, conference champs for the first time in school history, Little Ten champs. A unique circumstance, three-way tie for first. We beat Oconomowoc. Oconomowoc beat Wisconsin Lutheran, and then Wisconsin Lutheran beat us. So we're all 5-1, and we're tri-conference champs. So that's very exciting for Coach Graziano and all the boys.
And so what happened? Do they go to the team tournament then? Well, what happens from here?
A couple things coming up, and we're hosting all of them. On Saturday, we host the conference tournament, end-of-the-year conference tournament, where they have individual champions in each flight. So that'll be exciting, right, at Slinger High School on Saturday all day. And then 2 weeks later, on the 20th, we host sectionals. So once we hold regionals and they advance to the step before state, we're going to be hosting that event as well. So good wrestling times in Slinger.
Oh, good, good. And now, is there still – it's been a while since I've done high school wrestling stuff. Is there still the team state championship and individual state championships?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right. Yeah. That's what I thought. So you're hoping to get to send some individuals as well as the team.
Sure hope so. We have some fine young freshman and sophomore talent, so we're waiting to see.
Okay. And while they're busy grappling, you've also got an academic team that is doing some impressive stuff.
Yes, our academic decathlon team, coached by Mike Hamm and Chris Ziegelbauer, two of our social studies teachers. They went to Green Bay for regionals recently and were Division I and Division II champions of the Green Bay region, which we won the competition by 4,500 points. And for the person that doesn't understand how that works, which I don't exactly understand, I asked them to talk football terms for me. They said that's basically the equivalent of a 4-touchdown victory. So we're very excited about that. And on top of the team championship, Michael Beezer, a very bright senior, was the individual champion of the whole competition. So we're headed to Madison in March for the state championship for our academic decathlon team.
That's cool. My brother did that actually in high school.
Yeah.
So, it's fun stuff. And you've got some pretty bright kids down there these days. According to you, you had some good ACTs test scores.
Yeah, we're peaking. This last year, our senior class set the record ACT for school history. In school history, 23.9 for the kids that took the ACT. But what we're intrigued to see is how our juniors did this past year, because the state requires the ACT of every junior now. And so that means every student, college-bound or otherwise, takes the test. And we're excited to see that we just got these results a few weeks ago that our junior class scored a 22.8, which we had no idea what the drop-off would be when you take just college-bound kids and then you give the test to every one of our junior students. But we're very, very pleased by that score.
22.8 is very encouraging.
Yeah.
Man, that'll get you. And that kind of average gets you in pretty much anywhere in the state except probably Madison, right?
Madison and probably Lacrosse has really raised their standard. They're about a 24-level kind of school, but just about every other school, a 22.8 would get you in. And that's what we want. We don't want to send every child to college. We want to send them away from Slinger with the skills to do whatever they want to do, and I think we feel like we're doing that right now.
And then when they finish what they're doing the next couple or 4 years, then come back to Slinger.
I would love that.
Right?
Yeah.
And stop that. We don't want them to go away forever.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we should mention Career Day coming up. Career Fair.
College and Career Fair. It's a countywide effort between West Bend, Kewaskum, Hartford, and Slinger. And that's going to be on the 17th of March at the Washington County Fair Park Pavilion. Inaugural event was last year, and that's where we take every junior in the county and put them through an exhibit of about 55 different college reps and 40 different career pathway reps, HR people from different companies in the county, just to raise awareness about the great career paths that are out there in manufacturing, high-tech jobs, banking, healthcare, all the shortage areas. We're really trying to open up our kids' eyes to where the job opportunities are for the next generation of workers before they leave us, so that they don't go to college without a clear idea of what opportunities they can capitalize on.
Right, right. I went last year, and I thought I was very impressed.
Yeah, it's a good event, and we're only adding to it. This year we grabbed a few border schools from Minnesota, Winona State and Minnesota Twin Cities, and a few border schools in Michigan, just to make it a little bit more Midwest versus just Wisconsin schools. And we have some additional employers. We're beefing up the tool and die representation, the banking, and the healthcare, and we're excited to see what the kids think.
I think I think Jim Smossel said that the private schools, I think, are coming too from the county.
They are. Private schools, we have apprenticeship representatives from the different unions in Milwaukee, whether it's electricians or the plumbers, masons, really the military. Any pathway that children would choose out of high school will be represented. So it's not just a college fair, it's a career fair.
Right, and then later on in the day, the kids go during the school day, but then parents can come in for a while, right?
There's a late afternoon portion. Last year, we had an evening portion, and we only had 15 parents show up.
Okay.
And so it was something that we didn't see a good enough response to, and an awfully long day for all of those representatives. So we've decided we're going to focus on the kids, and parents are welcome to come during the day. But the evening portion we've discontinued just because of lack of interest.
Gotcha. Well, and it does make it for a long day because it starts at what, like 8:30 in the morning, something like that?
Yeah. But I will tell you, the college reps were excited about what we're doing. They're touting it as probably the finest college fair that they've attended because, again, we're getting all those juniors, and that's the pivotal year, that junior year is where these kids are having to make a decision. And we've got them walking through all the different exhibits, taking notes. We have a little passport where they actually are required to take notes on interviewing four or five different colleges, four or five different careers, so that they're really coming away with some great information that's applicable to their own circumstance.
Right, right. Do you know, maybe you don't know off the top of your head, how are our kids getting their college letters in now for next year?
They are. You know, it can start as early as is October 1st, but I think right now is the real critical time where kids are having to decide. In fact, we have a signing day today back at the library when I returned to the office for a couple of our boys who finally committed athletically to their school of choice. Chris Evans, one of our football linemen, is committing to a letter of intent to Drake University in Iowa.
Okay.
And then Aaron Maternowski is preferred walk-on status at UW-Madison. And so we're going to have both
for
of them
football?
Sign their letters of intent today in the library in front of the student body to celebrate it.
Ah.
He's going to a D1 school. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Okay. And I know you've got a referendum vote coming up in a couple of weeks.
We do, and that's February 16th. Right now, the timing of referendums are a bit of a controversial topic in Madison because some of our state representatives are encouraging us to just have them on general election dates. What's unique about the Slinger Project is we actually surveyed our community in September and asked them if they felt it was important for us to go to referendum, and 75% of our survey responses said that they would support it and that they thought we should. What we have is $30 million of debt that's expiring. And so we educated our parents that and our citizens that this would be a good time to look at reinvesting that money in improving some of the needs that we have in our schools. And so 75% of our parents also said we would support you going to the polls in February, given that we can lock in interest rates, save on a year of inflation, and do several of the projects this summer and have them ready to go for the students right away in the fall. So given all of that, we're putting two questions in front of our public. There's a $32.4 million question that improves all five buildings. Some maintenance, some classroom spaces for our kindergartners that didn't exist previously since we've added 4K. And then the second question that's another 9.88 is an auditorium. And it's in essence, it's not just an auditorium. It's creating a fine arts wing because right now our gym is our auditorium. And so with all the growth of youth sports and the fact that we don't have a rec department space in Slinger, the rec department runs all their activities on our fields and in our gyms. Lacking a Y or a rec center, we feel it's very important for our community to make sure our spaces represent what the community needs. And so by creating the devoted auditorium and fine arts area, our gyms can be gyms full time. And so there's some gym improvements and renovations in this plan. There's an actual additional gym up at Allenton. They've always had the smallest cafeteria that also has to be the gymnasium all in one. And so once and for all, we're going to give them an equivalent space to Addison and Slinger Elementary. So it's a very, very comprehensive 4K through 12th grade building improvement plan that we're really excited about. And we'll see what the voters say. Slinger has a very supportive community, and we're just encouraging them to vote and speak with their vote on February 16th.
We're having a community conversation this morning with Slinger School Superintendent Darren Sievers. It's going to be on the 16th again, right?
That's, yes.
I just want to just double check. That was
Tuesday,
where I was.
Tuesday the 16th.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have school board primary that day or no?
No, we don't. We have three school board members up for election, but they're running uncontested, so they'll just be on the ballot in April.
Okay. That's good. That's good. What else you got going on? We got a couple more minutes. If you got a couple more minutes.
I've
got a question for you. I was over at Badger the other day when Representative Kramer was here, along with and we were talking about the possible changes to the school calendar.
Yes.
Are you? I would think it would be easier to let individual districts have more control, isn't it?
It is. You know, and I would tell you, the autonomy will be a good thing, but I think what the parents and citizens of Slinger will see is there'll be very subtle changes, if any. We really like the length of our school year, so we're not going to shorten that. We like the timing of our start of school. Quite honestly, Jim Curler attended that session on behalf of Slinger because of an obligation I had. And we've talked about this internally, that quite honestly, a September start seems to work best for parents, best for vacation schedules. And the weather is far nicer in August than it seems our Junes have been. So we're not so inclined to start the school year earlier into August. We'll probably stay true to it, but it gives us some flexibility as far as when we schedule days and how that is structured.
Let's see. The other what else? You're getting ready for another year, though, right now, right? I mean, you're starting well into the planning for the next year.
We are. Even though last week was the start of second semester at the district office, we function about 6 months in advance. And so right now we're starting to look at pupil counts. Open enrollment opened on Monday, so that would be an opportunity for out-of-district parents to apply to attend Slinger. We do have some caps in some spaces, so we'll look very closely at the rosters and see what our staffing needs are. And we're not too far away from starting to look at our budget for next year as well. Health insurance renewal, all the different things that tug on the Slinger budget. So we're starting to have those conversations now. So, yeah, we're always about 6 months ahead of what the students are doing just because we have to be ready.
Right. As far as open enrollment, do you have more coming in or more going out?
We do. We do have several hundred more coming in than we do leaving us, which is we're proud of.
That's a good thing.
But given space parameters and our class size priorities, something we watch very closely too, because our obligation always is to serve our citizens of Slinger to a certain standard first and foremost. And then if there are additional spots left over, if there's some neighboring families that feel Slinger's a better fit or maybe more convenient for their lifestyle, then we can talk to them about a place in the classrooms as well.
Now, West Bend is getting ready to do 4K for the first time the new year. When did you start for 4K?
We started that back in the late 90s.
Okay.
And we had a regional 4K center up in St. Lawrence. But then as the program grew in popularity and success, we moved it to the three elementary schools. And so we have 4K in site-based in all three elementaries, but we didn't ever really have devoted classroom space for that. So that's a really critical part of this referendum is we're building dedicated 4K classrooms at Allenton and Addison Elementary and Slinger Elementary. These are classrooms that have bathrooms that are more appropriate for a four-year-old because they're our youngest learners and they have a little different needs than the upper elementary.
Sure, school. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No snow days so far?
We ducked one the other day. I know that I do feel very badly for some of our neighbors in Dodge County that anticipated the storm. Quite honestly, the county team, Ted, Lisa, and Jim, and I talk very closely the night before, but our weather in Wisconsin can change so abruptly that we really try to wait until about 3:30, 4 a.m. where we connect, talk to bus company, assess road conditions based on talking to the plow drivers of different municipalities, and then it's still an educated guess. We just do the best we can. You know, we're never going to endanger a child, but on the other side, very challenging for parents to get that last-minute call that school's closed. And so we try to have school open and ready to go for kids. And if certain parts of Slinger are too treacherous, then parents can always make that family choice and keep their children home. So
right,
there's a lot that goes into that, and kind of awfully sleepless night the night before, but it's an important decision. It's a big deal.
There are schools that are closed over in the western part of the state again today, just because they're still getting snow and they still haven't dug out from yesterday.
Yeah, in fact, my mother traveled in from that area of Minnesota, quite honestly, and they have 10 inches back there and schools were closed, but she got just ahead of the storm to come down to her safe haven in Slinger. So
that's a good thing. That's a good thing.